Good afternoon. I'm Bob Lagasse, Executive Director of the Molson Soil Council, and I want to thank you all for being here in San Antonio for the 48th annual meeting in the Molson Soil Council. Without you here, I have nothing to do all day. But my first duty is to introduce our president to give you the official welcome. So Chris Littlefield of Kellogg Garden Products is here to welcome you.
Well, he just stole half my speech. In case you don't know where you are, this is the 48th annual meeting of the Molson Soil Council. I would like to start with gratitude today, particularly for Shelley Williams, the Associate Executive Director, because everything that's happening here was made possible primarily by her efforts with the help of others. Shelley, are you nearby here where you can wave and everybody can see you and thank you? Thanks, Shelley. We're going to make the program director, Byron Morgan, come up in a little while and tell you about the program, mostly because he doesn't want to, and it's going to be fun to watch him. And thank you for the work on the program, Byron. And thanks to all of you here, members, sponsors, and exhibitors. Entirely true that this organization doesn't function without you, and we don't have a purpose. I would like to take a minute to thank our sponsors. Diamond sponsor is BASF, Platinum Agri-Coatings, Gold sponsor Chromascape and Vermeer, and Silver is Social Marks, Milligrow, and Landscaper's Pride. And these sponsors are incredibly important because they come to the table with a significant amount of money that offsets the costs of this annual meeting. And it helps this organization thrive. So please, would you give them a round of applause? I said this last year, if you were listening, and I'm going to say it again because I think it's important. The Molson Soil Council is your organization. I don't think anybody cares more about you and your organization than this council does, except maybe the IRS. But I think the important point here is that the council delivers value to its members. We have a certification program, and we'll go into a lot of detail at the business meeting telling you about the statistics of the number of products that are in the certification program, etc. It really is a vital part of our mutual success. And this is a good time to continue with gratitude because 7,500 miles were logged by the team that collects these samples across the United States. Carol Ledbetter and J.C. McGowan, are you two here somewhere where we can recognize your efforts? No, they're out front. Let's clap anyway, please. We provide a newsletter 6 times a year. We're getting great support from associate members and affiliates in that to help support that. Bob wanted me to shout out a special thank you to Rick Downing because he published a great profile of the Molson Soil Council that we think has contributed members to our organization. So we're very grateful for that. Our committees are very, very important in the work that we do. So I'd like to take a minute to recognize the committees and their chairman. First is the Certification Committee, and that's Mr. Steve Liffers. You here, Steve? Honors Committee is Byron Morgan. Industry Statistics Committee is Kent Rodert. Nominations and Elections Committee, same guy, Kent. Standards Committee, Kimberly Rogalski. Got it right? Yeah. Thank you. I've been working on that for 2 days. A lot of coaching. Transportation Committee, Jim Weber. We also do a lot of legislative work, and we're going to be doing more of that very soon. You're going to hear more about that later. We're going to be asking for volunteers to do a Capitol Hill walk. That'll be led by Jim Weber and the Transportation Committee. We do work with APCO and NIST, keeping track of what's going on in the country in terms of weights and measures. And I think it's important to note that in a time, I don't know if you belong to other organizations, I'm a Rotarian as well as the other things that I do, and I can tell you that as magnificent as that organization is and the great work it does, our membership is slowly declining, and we're having a difficult time retaining members. Here at the Mulch and Soil Council, we are up 9.4%, and I think we're tied with our meeting record for participants this year at 172. Fantastic. We have the Mulch and Soil Research Foundation, and I talked about that a little bit last year. It's an arm of our organization that is separate from Mulch and Soil Council. It's funded only by those people that are interested in doing scientific type research projects. Bob's going to talk about two of those later that were just absolutely excellent endeavors and very important to folks in terms of a fire study to set aside claims that mulch spontaneously combusts. And then for the people that are selling products in California, we did a great study regarding Proposition 65. And the thing about those studies is no one else has done them. It's data that no one else has done, and this group put that together and got it done. I think we're going to introduce the board of directors later. I'll pass on that then. So at this time, I would like to welcome to the podium our... Pardon? All right. So apologies. We've been moving things around a little bit in terms of who does what. I'm going to call out the board of directors. If you would stand up, and then when we're done calling them out, I'd really like you to thank these folks. It's really important to understand that it's an incredibly diverse group of directors from many different angles. We have large companies and we have small companies. And then the participants are from very different parts of those companies. So we have general managers and we have scientists. We have some of us older folks, and we have younger folks. And I think that you can take some comfort in knowing that those 12 people at the table are competitors. I mean, I've heard claims at times that they thought someone was trying to run the board and gain favoritism for their business, but I think you can imagine that would be relatively difficult when your competitor is sitting there watching you very closely in terms of what's going on. It's not even remotely what goes on. It's 12 people working together very hard to represent this industry. Our vice president is Jim Weber. Please stand up. Byron Morgan. You might as well remain standing up because you're coming up here next. Larkin Dupree, who is not here today. Joe Ertl. Got to stand up, Joe. Mike Lang. Kay Young, Steve Liffers, Rick Mahoney, Kent Roder, Kimberly Rogalski, I nailed it, Randy Tyre. Please give these hardworking folks a round of applause. Now our program director has a few words to say.
First of all, I wanted to welcome all you guys here to the 48th Annual Mulch and Soil Council meeting here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. On behalf of myself and the other board members, we're glad you folks took the time out of your busy days to come join us for the next couple of days. We put together an agenda I hope that you guys will find very beneficial and useful to your businesses. I believe the topics I hope that we cover the next 2 days, you guys will all benefit from it. Before we get into the agenda, I too would concur with Chris. I'd like to thank all of our speakers, our exhibitors, and our sponsors for making this all possible. Without them, we couldn't do it. I'd also like to give a special thanks again to Shelley Williams for helping me put this program together. Rick Mahoney gave me a lot of good feedback, as well as Kent and his company, Kent Rotert, volunteering with his company to help out on it. So I'd like to give all you guys a special thanks. I certainly couldn't do it without you, especially Shelley. So I'll just kind of go down through the agenda. It's kind of repetitive, but today we'll hear from David Crow. He'll give us a Crow report. He'll kind of review the effectiveness of the current administration's policies regarding jobs, the economy, national security, and regulatory reform since our meeting last year. It's always interesting to hear from Dave, especially if you're into politics like I am. So, from 2:30 to 3, we'll have a 30-minute break. And then from 3 to 4, we'll hear from the Molson Soil Research Foundation on a couple of things that we've been working on. Bob will go over that. From 4 to 5, we'll have our annual membership business meeting where we'll hear from Bob. He'll give us his executive director's report. We'll also conduct the elections for board members, which Bob will talk about. And the last item for today will be our awards and honors. 5 o'clock will be our opening reception. And then I wanted to start off tomorrow morning by a coffee break. I want everybody jacked up and loaded up on caffeine before we get started, because I think we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Our first speaker in the morning will be David Roller with Color Biotics and BASF. Was talking a little bit to Kent today. The guy's been around to 400 or 500 different places regarding the coloring, so I think he brings a lot of knowledge to it. Coloring is a big part of our business. I'm sure it's a big part of everybody else's business. From 10 to 10:30, we'll have a break, and then from 10:30 to 11, we'll hear from Speaker Ed Pickens with Hamer Fishbine. He'll go over the advances in automated packaging technology. And then from between the hours of 11:30 to 2, we'll have our lunch. I guess the lunch is in this next door, okay? And at the same time, sometime throughout that, we'll hear from our keynote speaker, Charles Marshall, who's somebody that I never heard of until Shelley actually found him, and I think we'll find him very enlightening. He sounds like a pretty funny guy. So, and his talk will be on if you're going to lead, you need to coach, which I think is all important to all of us in our business, because I believe leadership starts from the top down. So, and then from 2 to 3 p.m. we'll hear from Speaker Maury Mogul with Stockpile Reports. Again, another advance in inventory management technology. I know for us, inventory is a big, big part of our business. So without the inventory being there once a month, you know, your cost can go up or down depending on how well your inventory checks out. So I feel that's very important. From 3 to 3:30, we'll have a break. And then the last speaker of the day will be Tony McGuire. From Caterpillar Safety. Actually worked a lot with Rick Mahoney. He gave me a lot of ideas on that topic, and I thought it would be a good topic to discuss something besides plant safety, rolling stock safety, which is a big part of all of our business. So I'm excited to hear from him. And then at 4:30, we'll go into the President's reception, which I think will conclude our meeting. So again, I wanted to thank all you guys for coming and participating over the next couple of days. Thanks for coming to the meeting, and at this time, I guess, turn the time over to John Hazard. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here and to see so many people here. I get up here once a year to talk to you about antitrust. That's the main thrust of my talk. It's about antitrust because we have a small industry here that's represented by about 50% of the companies in the industry, all meeting here right now, and you'll be together for the next couple of days, and you're going to be talking to your competitors, essentially, and you'll be talking to them about a lot of things, and there's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing wrong with companies and competitors agreeing with people, with each other, rather, about different things. Companies do that every day. You can agree with each other about things like joint ventures, research, proposed mergers, that kind of thing. But the bad thing, this is your antitrust policy statement, is to agree about things that are anti-competitive in nature. That's what you must not do. And I encourage everybody here to reread the antitrust policy statement. Read it every year. Every time I read it, I find something new. Well, not really, but it's a good little outline there for for what it is, for how you should conduct yourself during the meetings. And I want to just add a little twist on my usual warnings against agreements for things like price fixing, boycotts, and all that sort of thing. The thing that you read about in the paper, and also to say that just because most of the antitrust stuff in the paper these days is about great big tech companies, that doesn't mean, as some cynical people say, that the only reason the government is interested in tech companies is because they know that there'll be these great multi-billion dollar fines at the end of it, and there usually are. No, a small organization like this is just as much interest to the FTC or the Justice Department as a great big tech company. And also, the little twist I wanted to add is we often hear about antitrust investigations as being those investigations that are started by the government, the Federal Trade Commission, the Department of Justice, or the state. Each state has its own antitrust enforcement division. However, the antitrust laws in several instances also allow for private suits by individuals or companies against other companies that they feel have been involved in anti-competitive activities. Now, recently, two well-known organizations, nonprofit organizations in North Carolina, Duke University and the University of North Carolina, usually basketball rivals, got together and decided that for their medical communities, they wanted to do something about the poaching that was going on among the hospitals and the health departments and the faculties of the medical school. So they got together and they adopted a secret anti-poaching agreement, which stated that one organization could not hire away the doctor or administrator or nurse or whatever of the other organization unless the hiring also included a promotion of some type. So if Duke wanted to hire away a doctor of the University of North Carolina, it could only do so if hiring that person away would mean a raise or a change of title or something, working his way up the ladder or something like that. A doctor who was trying to get into the system and be hired by the system found out about this, and as often happens, this is another reason why I have to be so careful. The evidence, the doctor and a bunch of other doctors got together and sued both Duke and the University of North Carolina for antitrust activity under the Sherman Act, which they're entitled to do. This went on for several years. Some of the defendants have settled. But the bombshell evidence that was adduced at during the investigation of all of this was a series of emails that went back and forth between the dean of the Duke Law School, medical school, I'm sorry, got to throw the lawyers in there, the medical school and the people at University of North Carolina. And the emails were to the effect of, you know, we have this agreement, we're not allowed to poach, therefore we cannot hire so-and-so, we cannot do this or that. That is the gist, that's the bombshell evidence that's adduced in many trials now, because people, when they run around and do these agreements, they don't do them in a handshake, you know, over the table and so forth. They do them by sending back emails and texts. And it's hard to envision these days having an agreement of any type without first at least having some back and forth in the electronic world. So, what I'm trying to get to is, to the extent that you talk about any agreements here at the meeting, just make sure that your lawyer is involved in them, and also make sure that anything you finally do is in writing, so that not only the lawyers can see it, but the boards can see it as well, the boards of both organizations. And then you'll avoid the embarrassment that these two great big medical conglomerates had in North Carolina. So again, please read this. It's a good outline of the kinds of things you want to avoid. And also feel free over the next 3 days to ask me questions. I'm here all the time. Happy to talk to you. Okay.
Thank you.
You know, I kind of feel like I might get scolded by Don Duggar for using the stage and these stairs. Right? Right? Yeah. We'll do our best to be careful.